Hjertelig velkommen til Salt sin podcast. Vil du vite mer om når og hvor vi møtes, gå inn på salt.co. 20. til 22. september vil vi gjerne ønske deg velkommen til årets salgkonferanse. Den finner sted i vår nye storstue, Forum, og vi gleder oss til å fylle huset og helgen med lovsang, latter og lidenskap for Jesus. Årets tema når vi kommer sammen. Og med oss denne helgen har vi Glenn Barrett fra Audacious Church i Manchester, Silje Bjørndal, generalsekretær i Krik, Cornelia Bregov fra Pinsekirken Ålesund og mange flere. Gå inn på vår nettside eller direkte til checkin.no for å sikre deg din billett. Og nå, ukens budskap. God lytting!
Hi to all you English-speaking people. Nice to see you. And I'm so sorry my English is not good enough to just do the preach in English, so I will get some help. So please welcome Elizabeth. Thank you so much. It's amazing. She will help you to understand. Okay? Så bra. Jeg har satt overskriften for det jeg har lyst til å dele. Det forvent mer.
The title of my sermon is Expect More.
Og jeg har lyst til å snakke litt om nettopp forventninger, og hva forventningene gjør med oss, og hvordan det former livet våre.
And I really want to talk about expectations and how expectations shape our lives.
Og det skal jeg gjøre med å begynne å snakke om rotte.
And I'm going to start by talking about rats.
Og dere kan se noe nydelig, et nydelig bilde på veggen.
Here's a beautiful picture.
Fantastisk. På 60-tallet så ble det gjort et forsøk med nettopp rotte.
In the 60s, an experiment with rats was done.
Og det var to grupper som fikk utdelt rotte, og oppgaven var å føre disse rottene gjennom en labyrint.
There were two groups and which got rats, and they had the task was to lead the rats through labyrinths.
Den ene gruppa fikk utdelt rotte i bur der det stod dumme rotte på, og den andre gruppa fikk utdelt bur med rotte der det stod smarte rotte på.
One group was told the rats was smart and one group was told the rats was dumb.
Det var selvfølgelig egentlig ingen forskjell på det.
There was of course no difference really.
Rotte rotte.
Rats are rats.
Men resultatet var jo ganske sånn artige, for det viste seg at 50% flere av de smarte rottene kom gjennom labyrinten.
But the results was surprising because 50% more of the smart rats got through the labyrinth.
Og tenker, hvordan i alle dager er det mulig? Er det telepati eller er det magi eller hva er det som kan gjøre det?
How is that possible?
Og svaret She's having her own sermon, right? Men svaret var veldig enkelt. Det handler om forventningene som de som satt der hadde til deg.
But the explanation is really simple. It's all about the expectations that the groups had.
For forventningene de hadde gjorde noe med måten de behandlet det på. De som hadde de smarte rottene behandlet det med tålmodighet og mer forsiktig enn de andre gjorde.
It was all about what they thought about the rats.
Og det påvirket resultatet.
The group with the smart rats was patient with the rats and they led them on, but the group with the dumb rats, they were impatient and it had everything to say on the results.
Og jeg tenker, hvis mine forventninger, eller våre forventninger til rotte har så mye å si, tenk hva våre forventninger til menneske kan bety.
And if our expectations to rats can have that much to say, think about what our expectations to other people can mean.
Jeg har lyst til å ta med en fortelling der også. Du skal få et bilde, og det av Daniel.
And here you see a picture of Daniel.
Daniel måtte, han måtte ta ut, i en alder av 13 måneder, så måtte han fjerne begge øyeeplene.
When he was 13 months old, he had to take away the eye apples.
Så frem til han var 13 måneder, så kunne han se etter det, så var han helt totalt blind.
So he could see up to 13 months, but then after that he was totally blind.
Og som gutt så var han en utrolig aktiv type. Han sprang og klatret og ville hele tiden utforske og finne ut av nye ting.
And like a little boy, he was so explorative. He was climbing in trees and always exploring.
Og mora havna i et ganske sånn kinkig dilemma. Skulle hun passe på han, begrense han for å beskytte han, eller skulle hun få lov å utforske og utfolde seg?
And his mom was conflicted. Should she protect him and always like take care of him, or should she let him explore and maybe hurt himself?
Og hun landet, for det en lang historie kort, så landet hun på det siste.
And she did, she let him explore.
Og han vokste opp og ble oppdraget som en ganske vanlig gutt, som alle andre sjående.
And he was raised like a, like a normal child, like a, one who sees.
Og det gjorde at han alltid hadde en forventning til at han kunne gjøre det samme som de andre barna I gata kunne gjøre.
So his mom had the expectations that he could do whatever another child could do.
Og etter hvert så, når han var utforsket, så begynte han å lage sånne klikkelyder for å forstå hvordan verden rundt han var.
Wow, sorry. And after a while he started to make clicking sounds to figure out how the world was.
Og det ganske interessant, for forskere har sett på hjernen, så når han lager de klikkelydene, så blir det aktivert synsfeltet I hjernen.
And researchers have studied his brain, and they see that when he does these clicking sounds, his vision center in the brain are actually activated.
Og det sier at han kan se I hermetegn like godt som vi kan når vi ser på telefonen vår og går på gatene.
And they say that he can see in the same way as we who have eyes can see.
Og så tenker jeg igjen, hvis våre forventninger som vi har til oss selv, og forventningene vi har til andre mennesker, kan få en blind mann til å se, tenk hva betydning våre forventninger til Gud kan ha.
And if expectations to one child can have that much to say, actually to make a blind man live as a seeing man, think about how our expectations to God actually, how that can change our lives.
Og det jeg har lyst til I kveld, å vekke den forventningen til hvem Jesus kan være I ditt og mitt liv.
And I really want to wake up your expectations to who God can be in your life.
Og vi skal lese en fortelling fra Bibelen, som handler om to mennesker sine møter med Jesus. Og både Matteus, Markus og Lukas forteller denne fortellingen, men vi skal lese fra Lukas 8 og vers 40 og et godt stykke utover 40 til 56. Jeg skal bare gi foranledninger til historien.
I'm going to read a story from Luke 8 and I'm just going to give you a little context to the story.
Jesus og disiplene har satt seg I båten og reiser over Galileasjøen til en plass som heter Gadarenalandet.
Jesus and the disciples are in the boat and they're traveling across the Sea of Galilee.
Og når de kommer over der, så ikke folk så veldig begeistret for hvem Jesus og det han har å si og det han har å gjøre. Så de ber han om å forlate plassen og reise igjen.
And when they walk up the shore, people are not happy they are there. And they actually ask Jesus to leave the place.
Jesus trenger seg aldri på, så han og disiplene setter seg I båten igjen og reiser tilbake.
And Jesus, he abides and he actually leaves the place.
Og det de møter når de kommer I land her ganske annerledes enn der de kommer fra.
And what they met in those people that didn't want them to be there was so different from other places where Jesus went.
And you can read the English word. Lukas 8, 40 til 56.
So I'm going to read from Luke 8, 40. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. And falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old of age, and she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him, and there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd surrounding you and are pressing on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father and mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened.
På norsk så avslutter det med, og foreldre var rent fra seg av undring, og det kan jeg forstå. Fordi at, I hvert fall I sammenlikning med mitt eget liv, så ikke det sånn det til hverdags. Det ikke en sånn hverdagsfortelling fra mitt liv, det her.
This is, as a parent, this is not a everyday life experience that these parents experienced.
Men vi skal likevel se at det kan ha noe å si til våre liv I dag likevel. Og for det første så skal vi se på hvordan våre forventninger ikke noe som vi produserer eller noe som vi former, men det noe som blir til utifra det som vi hører og det som vi lytter til.
But the story still has something to tell us. And first we're going to look at that expectations are not something we create, but it's something that's shaped from what we hear.
Og for det andre så skal vi se hvordan våre forventninger til Jesus virker å være det som skaper handlingsrom for han I våre liv.
And I also want to talk about how our expectations to Jesus creates a space where Jesus can make action in our lives.
Og til slutt så skal vi ta med det litt sånn vanskelige spørsmålet. Ja, men hva da når mine forventninger ikke blir innfridd?
And then at last we're going to talk about what really happened. What are we going to do when our expectations to God are not met?
Så bli med oss, eller bli med meg tilbake til stranda, der som Jesus og disiplene på vei inn med båten.
So come with me to the place where Jesus and his disciples are walking up shore from the boat.
Jeg tippet jeg skjønte ganske langt der ute at det var annerledes å komme I land her enn det var der det hadde vært tidligere.
I think they saw from far, far away that this place was different than the place they had just been and was asked to leave.
For her står det en hel folkemengde, og det står at de ventet på han.
Because there was a full crowd and they were waiting for them.
Det var ikke en tilfeldighet at de var der, men de var der fordi de hadde hørt. De hadde hørt om denne mannen som kunne helbrede syke, som kunne vekke opp døde, og som var sammen med de som var utenfor I samfunnet.
The crowd was there because they wanted to meet the man who could heal, the man who spent time with people who was not a part of the society.
Og nå hadde de hørt at han skulle komme til deg, og derfor så flokket de seg rundt nede på stranda, der som han skulle komme inn.
And now they had heard that Jesus was coming to them, and that's why they gathered in a crowd and waited for him.
De har hørt noe som har skapt en forventning I deg. Men hva kommer han til å gjøre når han kommer hit da? Hva vil skje når den mannen kommer til oss?
They had heard something about Jesus that had created expectations in them, and they were really expectant to see what is he going to do here? What is he going to do?
Romerbrevet 10:17 så står det, så kjem då trua av budskapen en høyrer, og budskapen kjem ved Kristi ord.
In Romans 10:17, it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
Og så blir spørsmålet, hva det vi lytter til?
And then the question, what are you listening to?
Og vi skal begynne med slutten på fortellingen.
We're going to begin with the end of the story.
Når det kommer en mann fra huset til han Jairus, til denne synagogeforstanderen, han som en syk datter. Det kommer en mann fra huset hans.
A man from Jairus' house is coming to them.
Og så forteller han at ikke bry Jesus mer, for døtteren din død. Det for sent.
And he says, don't bother the teacher because your daughter is already dead.
Men Jesus hører det som blir sagt. Han snur seg til Jairus, og så sier han, ikke vær redd, bare tro.
And Jesus hears this, and he turns around to Jairus and says, don't be afraid, just believe.
Det virker å være viktig for Jesus at han ikke mister forventningene til det som kunne skje, eller hva som skulle skje litt senere.
Jesus, can you repeat that?
Det var viktig for Jesus at han ikke mistet forventningene.
It was important to Jesus that the man Jairus was not losing the expectations to what was going to happen.
Och så kommer det hem till huset där jag är och spyr, och där är en folkmängd där som gråter över den här jenta som är död.
And there, when they come home to Jairus' house, there's a crowd there crying over this child that is dead.
Och så kommer Jesus med uppmuntring till dig och gråt inte, hon är inte död, men hon söver. Och det är också som han önskar väcka en förväntning i dig och till vad som kan ske.
And Jesus is encouraging the crying people, saying, she's not dead, she's just asleep. It's just like Jesus wants to wake up an expectation in them.
Men det står att de bara ler av honom.
But the Bible says that they just laugh at him.
Och därför så blir Jesus ganska tydlig. Det är bara någon få som får lov att vara med in i rummet samman med den jenta här.
So Jesus is kind of strict and he only lets a few people in into the house with him.
Till och med Jesus hade behov för att locka ut någon stämma av det, för han visste att han trängte att ta var på den tro och den förväntningar som han hade till det som skulle ske.
Even Jesus had to shut out some of the negative voices because he knew that he had to protect his expectations to what God was going to do.
Och av och till så tränger kanske vi jag och vara lite bevisst på vad stämmer som får lov att tala in i livet våra.
And sometimes maybe also we have to be careful about what voices we let into our lives.
Det betyder att vi inte kan ta emot kritik eller att vi kan vara samman med folk som tänker annorlunda. Men när det är någon som stjäler förväntningarna våra och snackar ner trua, så tränger vi att skruva ner volymen på någon stämma i livet våra.
That doesn't mean we can listen to criticism and be friends with people that have other opinions than us, but it means that if we have some people and voices that take away our expectations, maybe that's not so good all the time.
Och så tränger vi att skruva upp lyden på de stämmorna som skapar förväntning och som bygger tro in i våra liv.
And we need to turn up the volume on those voices that speak expectations into our lives.
Låt oss gå tillbaka till stranden igen.
Let's get back to the beach.
Jesus har gått ut av båten och han går upp längs stranden.
Jesus has left the boat and is walking up the beach.
Och där är det en man som kommer ut av folkmängden.
And a man comes running to him.
Han heter Jairus och han är synagogeförstander. Det betyder att han är produktionschef för gudstjänsten i synagogen.
The man's name is Jairus and he is the leader of the synagogue, and that means he's like a production leader.
Han är en man som egentligen har orden på livet, men nu har det skett något i livet som han inte har kontroll på.
He has no problem leading his life, but now something has happened that he doesn't have control over.
Döttrarna, han har en dotter och hon är 12 år och hon har blivit sjuk och han vet att hon ligger för döden.
He has only one daughter and now she is sick and she is dying.
Men han har hört om en man. Han har hört om Jesus och det han har hört väcker en förväntning i livet hans.
But he has heard about Jesus, this man, and it has given him expectations.
Tänk om jag bara kunde få den mannen till att bli med mig hem.
Imagine if I could have that man come home to my house.
Så kastar sig ner föran fötterna på Jesus och så ber han innerligt om att han ska bli med han hem. Och så står det så nydligt. Och Jesus gick med han.
So he throws himself at Jesus' feet and he begs him to come home with him. And then Jesus says, I will come with you.
Kanske är du här idag lite osäker på vad du kan förvänta av Gud.
Maybe you are insecure about what you can expect from God.
Du kan alltid förvänta att han går med.
I will tell you, you can always expect that he will go with you.
Han går alltid med oss. Jag tippar att Jairus är begeistrad och glad när Jesus börjar gå samman med han.
Jesus is always with us. And I believe that Jairus was so happy when Jesus came with him.
Nu handlar det ju bara om att skynda sig fram och komma fram där för det är för sent.
Now it's all about struggling their way home to the house before it's too late.
Men det är en hel folkmängd som ska följa med.
But there's a whole crowd and they want to follow.
Och det är så många som tränger på, det är ändå flera som kommer till runt där.
There's so many and there's just coming more and more people.
Och det är vanskeligt och i det hela att komma sig framöver.
And it's hard to even get a few steps further.
Och jag kan känna desperationen till Jairus som vet att ja, men det är ju bara rätt där borta.
And I can feel Jairus' desperation because he knows that it's only a little bit farther from here.
Och så sker det att Jesus stoppar helt upp.
And then Jesus stops.
För det är Anna, dame i den gängen där. Det är kvinna i den folkmängden.
Because there's another lady in the crowd.
Som är drev av akkurat den samma förväntningar som Jairus var.
Who has the same expectations as Jairus.
För hon har också hört om den mannen.
Because she has also heard about this man.
Som kan bety så masse.
Who can mean so much.
Hun lider av en alvorlig sykdom. Hun det som de kalte da for urein.
She has a serious disease and they called her unclean.
Og det betyr at hun var utenfor I samfunnet.
And that means she's set apart from the society. She's outside.
Ikke bare utenfor I samfunnet, men hun har brukt alle pengene. Alt hun eier har hun brukt for å få behandling på den sykdommen, og ingenting har hjulpet henne.
And she has even spent all her money, all her savings, on trying to get healed, but she's still sick.
Men det hun har hørt om Jesus har fått henne til å tenke, tenk om jeg bare kunne få tak I en liten flik.
But she has heard about Jesus, and she has expectations. Think if I only could touch his feet.
Tänk om jag bara kunde få tag I dusken nederst på kappa. Kanske det kunde ha hjälpt mig.
What if I could only touch his clothing?
Tänk om jag bara kunde få tag I en liten flik av den Jesus är.
What if I could just have a drop of who Jesus is?
För bara en liten flik av Jesus kan göra en ändring I våra liv.
Because only just a small bit of Jesus can make a change in our lives.
Jag har en väninna på Voss som har varit inom gudstjänsten där någon gång.
A friend of mine up at Voss, she has been visiting our church a couple of times.
Hon har ingen kristen bakgrund.
She has no Christian background.
Men hon säger att det är så fint att komma för att få mig att tänka så positivt.
But she says it's so good to be here in church because it just changes my mind to more positivity.
För bara en flik av Jesus kan skapa en ändring I våra liv.
Because just a small piece of Jesus can create change in our lives.
Och jag tänker tänk vad du kunde gjort om hon hade sagt ja till andra lite mer.
And I'm thinking just imagine what could happen to her life if she had said yes to more than just coming to visit our church a couple of times.
Så låt oss ha förväntning till det han kan göra I våra liv för när han får lov att virka, ja då är allt möjligt.
So let's have high expectations to what God can do in our lives.
Men vad då när våra förväntningar inte blir sånt som vi hade tänkt?
But what then when our expectations are not met like we thought?
Hva skjer da jeg hadde forventninger om at det skulle skje, men så gjorde det ikke det likevel?
What happens when I had expectations to that something was going to happen and then it doesn't?
Vi tilbake I folkemengden.
We're back in the crowd with Jesus.
Alt det oppstyret rundt denne kvinnen og at Jesus stopper opp og skal snakke med henne og fortelle henne, det tar tid.
All the chaos around Jesus and this woman and Jesus stopping to talk with her.
Og så skjer det som ikke skal skje.
And then what was not supposed to happen happens.
Det kommer en mann fra huset til Jairus.
There's a man from Jairus' house coming.
Og forteller at døtteren død.
And it tells him that his daughter is dead.
For en enorm skuffelse.
What a huge
disappointment. Nei.
Disappointment, yes.
Should we change?
Yeah.
For en enorm skuffelse, ja. Den forventningen som har bygd seg opp.
The expectation that had built up.
Det han trodde at faktisk var på vei til å skje.
He really thought something was going to happen.
Ble knust I et lite øyeblikk.
It was just broken down in the moment.
Og uinnfridde forventninger jo, tror jeg noe, de fleste, noe som noe de fleste av oss kan kjenne igjen eller relatere til.
And I think we all can relate to unmet expectations.
Det skjer stadig vekk I hverdagen vår.
It happens all the time in our everyday life.
Det ferietid nå, og da skjer det kanskje ekstra ofte.
It's vacation time, and then it happens maybe more often even.
Været ble ikke sånn som vi hadde tenkt.
The weather is not like we wanted to.
Ferien ble dyrere enn vi hadde forventet.
The vacation was more expensive than we thought.
Du ble mindre søvn enn du hadde forventet.
We got less sleep than we expected.
Du mindre utkvilt etter ferien enn du
You're hadde less, forventet. You have less energy after the vacation than you expected.
Og apropos lite søvn på ferien, så trenger jeg å bearbeide en ting.
And about too little sleep on the vacation, I really have to process something.
For jeg har alltid tenkt at ferie handler om å sove litt lenger.
Because I've always thought that vacation is all about sleeping a little bit more, sleeping in every morning.
Lese en god bok.
Read a good book.
Slapp av.
Relax.
Og jeg husker enda juleferien når eldste døtteren vår var ett år.
And I can still remember Christmas holiday in the vacation when my oldest daughter was 1 year old.
Den dagen ferien begynte så bestemte hun seg for at morgenene skulle begynne 04 et eller annet. that the day that our holiday started, she decided that her mornings were starting 4 a.m.
Det alt for tidlig. Det alt for tidlig.
Yeah, that's too early.
Det var skikkelig forventningskrasj.
It was just a crash of expectations.
Så jeg og Vegard, mannen min, vi bestemte oss for at vi skal aldri ha forventninger til ferie mer.
So me and my husband decided we were never ever going to have expectations.
Vi skal gå inn I alle feriene anymore. Uten forventninger.
We're going to do all the vacations without any expectations.
Men så skjønte vi at det blir jo litt trist.
But then we realized that's going to be kind of sad.
Utrolig kjip ferie uten noen forventninger.
Such a bad vacation without no expectations.
Så vi fikk, jeg tror vi fikk visdom ifra himmelen.
So I think we got wisdom from the heavens.
Til å skjønne at det handler ikke om å legge alle forventningene på hylla, men det handler om å justere forventningene litt.
So we understood that it's not about putting away your expectations, but to adjust your expectations.
Så for oss nå, så handler ikke ferie om soving, men det handler om å skape gode øyeblikk sammen.
So to us now, vacation is not no longer about sleeping, but about creating good memories.
Om det 04 på morgenen, eller om det midt på dagen.
If those moments are 4 a.m. in the morning or in the middle of the day.
Så det ferie.
It's vacation.
Ja. Og det utrolig masse triveligere å gå inn I en ferie med en forventning enn uten en forventning.
And it's so much better to go into your vacation with an expectation than with no expectation.
Men livet har ulike faser.
But our lives have different phases.
Det ser ulikt ut for oss.
It looks different for us.
Men vi kan ha en forventning til at Jesus alltid går med og ønsker å møte oss I de ulike fasene.
But through those phases, we can have an expectation that Jesus is walking with us.
Og til slutt I kveld så skal jeg låne litt livserfaring fra mine foreldre.
And in the end, I want to lend some of my parents' wisdom.
Jeg og ungene var der I forrige veke, mens Vegard var hjemme og bygde kjøkken.
Me and my children were visiting my parents last week while my husband was building our kitchen.
Jeg veldig store forventninger til nytt kjøkken, forresten.
I have really high expectations to the kitchen.
Det lov. Det blir utrolig bra. Men vi var der med mine foreldre, og lyst til å gjengi noe av samtalen vi hadde den ene kvelden når jeg var der.
I really want to tell you a little bit about the conversations we had in the evenings with my parents.
Mamma og pappa har tre unger, tre flotte, velreiste barn, hvis du spør meg.
My mom and dad have three beautiful daughters.
En sønn også, men det greit.
One son too, but we don't have to mention him.
Whatever. Uansett, det tre flotte barn. Men de har også opplevd å miste to I løpet av livet.
But they have also experienced losing two children.
En gutt som var dødfødt I sjette måned.
One child who was stillborn in the sixth month.
Og en jente som var født normalt, men som bare fikk leve I tre måneder.
And one girl who had normal birth, but then she only lived three months.
Jenta fikk navnet Rachel.
The girl was named Rachel. Rachel?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Og hun var alvorlig syk allerede når hun ble født, så hun levde alle sine levedager på sykehuset.
And she lived all her three months of life in the hospital.
Men en natt så hadde mamma en drøm.
But one night my mom had a dream.
Hun så en hvit, stor, vakker pute som kom ned fra himmelen, og så så hun Rachel som lå opp på den.
My mom saw a huge white pillow. It was white and it came descended down from the heaven and she saw Rachel on the pillow.
Och morgonen efterpå så vaknade hon och så säger hon med sån entusiasm och tro och begeistring, förväntning I stämma till min far. Nu kommer Rachel till att bli helbredad.
And then next morning she was so expectant and so excited and she said to her husband, "Now Rachel is going to be healed."
Hon upplevde drömmen som en hälsning från himlen om att hon skulle bli frisk.
She experienced her dream as a greeting from heaven that her daughter was going to be healed.
Dagen efterpå så ringer de från sjukhuset och säger att Rachel är död.
The day after they call from the hospital and tell them that their daughter is dead.
Snack om förväntningskrasch.
What a crash of expectations.
Snack om skuffelse.
Disappointment.
Snack om Förväntningar som inte blev sånt som du hade tänkt.
Talk about expectations that was not met.
Så jag spör lite som försiktig vidare I samtal, men vad har gjort med förväntningarna dock till Jesus vidare I livet?
And I asked my parents, but what has this experience done to your expectations to Jesus further on in your life?
Och så fortsatte mamma att fortälla att med en gång hon fick den telefonen från sjukhuset så visste hon, så skönte hon att hon hade tolkat den drömmen fel.
And then my mom tells me that the moment she got that call, she understood that she had interpreted that dream wrong.
Men hon upplevde inte det som ett smäll eller som ett svik, men som en nydlig hälsning ifrån himlen likväl.
And she experienced it like a beautiful greeting from heaven.
Det var lika fullt en hälsning ifrån himlen.
It was still a greeting from the heaven.
Om att Rachel nu hade bra.
About that Rachel was going to be okay.
Hon är fullständig helbredd, hon är i fullständig frihet och hon väntar på oss där.
She is in heaven and she's totally free and she's totally healed.
Jag syns det är nydligt.
And I think it's beautiful.
Att de har lagt förväntningarna sina på hylla.
That they have not put away their expectations.
Men att de har fått lov att ta emot, att de får lov att förvänta Jesus och in i en ny fas i livet.
But that they have continued to have expectations to Jesus so that they can receive more blessings.
Själv om den fasen var annorlunda än de hade trott.
Even though that phase in life was different than what they had expected.
Och jag kan av och till nästan skrämmas lite av tanken på vad de har gått glipp av och vad vi runt de har gått glipp av.
And sometimes we can be frightened about what did they lose when they lost their child.
Hvis jeg hadde lagt forventningene på hylla, så er det så utrolig masse både deg og vi har gått glipp av.
But if they had put their expectations aside, they could have missed out on so much from God.
For de har aldri sluttet å forvente.
Because they have never stopped expecting God.
Heller motsatt.
More the opposite.
De er alltid noen av de første til å forventning til at Jesus ønsker å gripe inn i våre liv.
They are always some of the first I know to expect that Jesus is going to come into our lives and do something.
De første til å be for en situasjon når det er noe.
The first ones to pray in a situation when God is needed.
Eller til å oppmuntre på at Jesus går med.
Or to encourage somebody that Jesus is with you.
Han er med i alle faser av livet.
Even in all phases in life.
Och det är ingen bättre plats att vända sig när livet blir annorlunda än vi hade tänkt än det att vända sig till han.
There's no better time to turn to Jesus than when our expectations are not met.
Det handlar inte om att bagatellisera det en går igenom eller försöka dyssa över eller inte snacka sant om det, men det handlar om att bevara förväntningar.
It's not about not talking smaller about your trouble or not talking about your trouble, but it's all about always remembering that Jesus is there.
Att han önskar möta oss i alla faser av livet och de faserna som blir annorlunda än det vi hade tänkt.
And that Jesus wants to meet us in all our phases of life, also in the phases that are not like we expected them to.
Ska vi resa oss upp samman och så har jag lust till att be för oss alla samman till slut.
Why don't we all raise up and I will pray for you.
Och så vet jag jag vet inte vilken fas du är i livet.
I don't know what phase you are in.
Men kanske känner du dig igen i det där med den där skuffelsen.
But maybe you are in that kind of phase of disappointment.
Kanske har det varit ett bönesvar som uteblev.
Maybe there was a prayer answer that didn't come.
Kanske har livet slått dig hårdare än du någon gång trodde det kunde.
Maybe something in your life has been harder than you thought.
Eller kanske är det andra ting, men du känner på den där förväntningskraschen.
Or maybe something else, but you just feel that crashing of expectations.
Jag vill be om att du ska få lov att känna en ny förväntning till vem Jesus önskar att vara i livet ditt.
I really want to pray with you that you're going to have more expectations to who Jesus can be.
Och så har jag lust att be för dig, hvis du är här och känner att det är inte de stora grejerna i livet, men jag har liksom mistat lite förväntningar till vardagen.
And I also want to pray with you who think that it's not the big things in life, but you just want to have more expectations to Jesus in your everyday life.
Så jag har lust att säga att du kan förvänta att Jesus är med och mitt i det vardagsliga.
And I really want to tell you that you can expect Jesus in the middle of your everyday life.
När du sitter med kaffe vid frukostbordet, när du går till jobben eller sitter i lunchen, eller när du sitter hemma alene på kvällen, så kan du förvänta att Jesus är där.
When you're drinking your coffee in the morning, or you're walking to work, or you're having lunch with your colleagues, and when you get home for dinner, you can expect Jesus to be there.
Så kan vi få lov att se hela livet vårt som en vandring samman med han, fördi han går alltid med.
And then we can expect to look at our life as a walk with Jesus, because we can know that he will be there. Jesus, tack för att du är här.
Jesus, thank you that you are here.
Tack för att du önskar att möta oss.
Thank you that you really want to meet us.
Tack för att du är en som går samman med oss genom alla faser I livet.
I thank you that you are one who walks with us through all the phases of life.
Och när det blir annorlunda än det vi hade tänkt.
Also when life becomes different than what we had expected.
Lyst att be för alla samman som kan känna på en skuffelse I livet.
I really want to pray for all of you who feel disappointment in life.
Tack för att du ska komma med en ny förväntning, Jesus, till vem du är.
I thank you, Jesus, that you will come with a new expectations about who you are.
Jag ber om att när du öppnar Bibeln så ska du få lov att tala på en ny måte.
I pray that when they open the Bible is going to speak to them in a new way.
För att det vi hör är det som formar våra förväntningar.
Because what we hear is what shapes our expectations.
Jag ber om att du, Jesus, ska tala till livet.
I pray that you are going to speak into our lives.
Snack till hjärtena våra, Jesus, så att det kan få lov att väcka en förväntning det som vi hör ifrån dig.
Talk to our hearts, Lord, so that the words we hear can shape our expectations to you.
Och så har jag lust att be för alla vardagarna som vi har.
And I want to pray for all our everyday lives.
Tack för att vi kan lyfta blicken på dig.
Thank you that we can turn our eyes up to you, Jesus.
Och veta att vardag är bara vardag.
And we can know that everyday life is not only everyday life.
Men alla ögonblick så är du till stede.
Because in all moments you are there, you are present.
Och så önskar du att möta oss.
And you really want to meet us.
Tack, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tusen takk for at du lyttet til podcasten. Vi håper at dette budskapet vil være til besignelse for deg I veken din.